Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Tonight on Georgia Wrestling Now, we bring you two vile, dark, evil personas crawling their way out from the seedy underbelly of professional wrestling. I give to you the stuff nightmares are made of, Johnny Danger and Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Johnny Danger, and that was a pretty good way to sum up tonight's guest. We've got a couple of the darker guys in wrestling, I guess you'd say, and the first guest is Dark Mon. He is dark in more than one way.
Hello.
And then our second guest is Dagon Briggs, who I have seen at Dragon Con in previous years, and I think that's pretty much the only time he makes it to Georgia, but he's pretty big down in Florida, and he's got sort of a zombie gimmick that I will let him explain later. But before we get to all that, what happened over the weekend? You said you had some sort of surprise, perhaps, for the Rock and Roll Models, and hinted at maybe a new member being revealed. Did that happen?
It did not get revealed just yet. We're working on a few things, kicking things around. A big surprise was Joey Kidman made it out of rehab in time for his match, so that was good to see.
He earned himself.
Well, you know, the rock and roll lifestyle, it takes its toll on you. And he was late to the show, so it had to be rehab.
Yeah, that's the only excuse I could think of.
Exactly, but he did beat Nigel Sherrod in a hard-fought match, earning himself a shot at the U.S. title, which is an interesting situation. It's officially held by Kevin Blue, who was defending against Kevin Ballinger, until Marco and the Fraternity came out, laid out both men, and Marco absconded with the championship. Which is a polite way to say he stole it.
Right.
And he still got that belt, but he didn't beat anybody for it.
Well, we've seen that before in wrestling, and of course he is, I would assume, not recognized as the champion until he actually defeats someone for it. But I would also assume that that will somehow be how he gets into the title picture once again.
Yeah, you know, somebody like Marco, they don't care if they earn something. As long as they get it, that's all he cares about. So I'm sure he's happy with himself. But, yeah, Kevin Blue is still the U.S. champion. Just like the Rock and Roll Models, Johnny Danger and Matt Sex Sells are still the PWR Tag Team Champions.
Congratulations on that. How was that show? That was the first PWR show since the controversial Heatwave show.
You know, it was a fun show. I think we're still trying to get a loyal fan base down. We got some hardcore diehards that show up every time. But, you know, it's hard having moved to a new arena with no chance to say goodbye at the Mega Mart. But we're doing what we can. It was a good show. Everybody gave their all. You know, there were no shenanigans this time, if you will. Our next show is going to be at the same building, the National Guard Armory, on September the 22nd. They've already announced the first match, which is going to be huge. Jeter and Brian Blaze are taking on God's Gift to Wrestling for a shot at our championships.
Well,
either one of those
huge
teams could be a top contender anywhere in the world, so...
Well, speaking of Jeter, I understand he retained his Anarchy Championship at Anarchy on Saturday in a match against Michael Judas that ended in controversy that he didn't really win, but obviously he didn't lose the title. But
right.
He is definitely still a dominant force, continues to be throughout the Georgia scene. So that will be a match to see, I'm sure.
Yeah, Jeter's going to be a dominant force until he decides not to be, and I do not see that happening anytime soon.
Right. Well, I actually did not make it to any wrestling shows over the weekend, but I did see The World's End, which is the new comedy with Simon Pegg. And it has some ridiculous fight scenes that do involve some wrestling-type maneuvers. So I would encourage people to go see that if they like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. It is the third in what people are calling a trilogy, but the three movies are not actually related in any way other than it has the same actors and director, I believe. But and I also went to Toys R Us and bought some WWE Rumblers figures and got a free SummerSlam DVD for spending $30.
You know, you're kind of getting under my skin right now. I don't know if you know, but I have heat with Toys R Us right now because they're just not getting in Godzilla toys in a reasonable fashion.
I did see your Facebook post, but I didn't realize it was still bothering you.
It's completely unprofessional. It's unacceptable, and really, I'm starting to get pissed off, so I'm not going to say anything else about the subject.
Well, I bet you you could find those at Dragon Con this weekend if you happen to be going. Because you can find pretty much.
Unfortunately, I'll not be at Dragon Con, but yeah, you can find more than you bargain for at Dragon Con.
check Target too, or any other store. A lot of times, for some reason, Toys R Us sometimes gets toys after other retailers do.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'll keep that in mind.
And while if you do go back to Toys R Us, try to pick up one of these SummerSlam DVDs. It has three matches, one of which is Macho Man versus Ultimate Warrior from 92.
Nice.
And let's see what else. The Rock versus Brock Lesnar from 2002 and John Cena versus Randy Orton from 2007.
Not bad.
No, I was it was a freebie, so how could I not take it?
Good point.
Well, let's see. It looks like our first guest is already on the line, so I suppose we could go ahead and bring him on.
Let's do it.
I will let him explain the name change and all that, but we've seen a lot of Darkmon and Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, as well as WWA 4, and he will be part of the Labor Day Wrestling Bash that the Black Baron mentioned last week when we talked to him.
Yes.
That event is this Sunday in Suwanee. But his name is Darkmon, and I will bring him on. That's enough of that. How are you tonight, Darkmon?
Oh, I'm doing excellent as always. Crime's up. Poverty is up. Hopelessness is at an all-time high. It's a great day in America.
All right. Well, I guess not many people would see the silver lining in such things, but somehow Darkmon does.
Of course there's a silver lining. Of course. So it's a pleasure. You guys asked me to be on this radio show. You must have upped the rating to R or X, triple X. I don't know if you need a triple X rating to do radio, but, you know, just to be safe with the FCC, cover your own backsides, I guess.
I don't think the FCC pays too much attention to us, so we can be whatever. We are unrated.
Fuck!
That's exactly.
Fantastic.
Man, what's your fucking mouth, Darkmon?
You know, you're lucky this is radio. This was a live face-to-face interview. My face would be watching your face make out with the table right now.
If this was a live face-to-face interview, I wouldn't have said that to you just now.
Smart man.
Yeah. I don't need another concussion.
You need another concussion like you need another hole in the head.
No, thank you. But, I mean, I knew you when you were navy blue. You were a fun guy to be around. What happened, man?
Navy blue. Interesting you bring him up. Navy blue. See, navy blue is a great guy. Truly a stand-up guy. Just wasn't much of a accomplisher. Didn't get as much done as he strove for, and that's where he turned to me. See, he needed that little extra boost, a little extra edge, just to make ends meet. And with me, everything's for sale. So, with that being said, Navy turned to me. Navy's still here, by the way. He's part of the equation. He's a very valuable part. Without Navy, there would be no Dark Bond. Please believe that. He's the vessel in which we can house such astounding things to occur. I mean, look at the stats. 6'7", 6'8", 278 pounds. I mean, if you were to pick a body to inhabit, how could you pass that up? 278 pounds of pure insanity is just what the world needs. So he brought the vessel, and we brought the insanity, and so far, it's making a combination to die for. Why aren't you laughing?
Jonathan, I'll let you take the next question, man. I'm a little freaked out right now.
Well, I was. I'll just continue with questions about Navy. He, of course, was signed to WWE Developmental and wrestled for Florida Championship Wrestling. I guess it was a couple of years ago. What happened with that? We lost him.
I think you made him mad, bro. That was Jonathan Williams that asked that question, not Johnny Danger.
I didn't know it was a touchy subject. I would think it's quite an accomplishment to make it that far.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, hopefully he will call back.
There, you know, I've got experience with these possession situations. I think what's happening right now is Navy and Darkmon are battling for supremacy, if you will.
Well, we've got him back, so maybe he can explain. Are you there, Darkmon? Or Navy?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, we lost you for a minute. But,
these things happen sometimes.
Well, hopefully
not. I always emerge victorious.
Well, what I was asking about was your brief stint with WWE Developmental. How did that come about, and how did you part ways with them?
Oh, that would be a question for Navy, but I can answer that, as I was clearly there too. See, that's just a clean-cut case of making it to the mountain, but not making it to the mountaintop. One of Navy's first failures, one of his many reasons why he turned to me. See, Navy was good. He was able to get so far, but he couldn't do it all the way. Not in this world today, not without my help. And with my help, you will very soon go all the way, as you all should if you were to follow me.
All right. I guess that explains it then.
Perfectly.
The main reason I wanted you to call in this week, Darkmon, was because you're going to be part of that that big event this Sunday. That is going to feature some Atlanta Falcons, including one who has been training to wrestle, and I guess he is now wrestling. But what can you tell us about that event and your part in that? Do you know who you'll be taking on?
Well, my opponent for that event will be the Chris Steele, an opponent I've had the pleasure of having an, of orchestrating an injury that required him to, how do I put it? An injury to recover which he needed facial reconstructive surgery. Yes. So it's an interesting event because Moose was once following me and once on his path to greatness. I helped him break Chris Steele's faith. And now he's putting on a show where I get to face Chris Steele post-surgery. So it's like Halloween for me, a kid in the candy store.
All right.
Speaking of Halloween, that brings me to how I know Dark Mon best, Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. You know, he's kind of similar to a good friend of mine, Johnny Danger Van Helsing, and that he showed up to destroy monsters. Whereas Johnny Danger targets the evil monsters, Dark Mon doesn't seem to care who he destroys. Is there a method to the madness, or are you just there to cause pain, man?
Of course, there's always a method to the madness. You see, I go after the absolute best of the undead and the monsters, because what I believe is to truly know someone is to fight them, and to truly lead someone is to know them. So after I conquer every monster, I look to enlist them in my own personal army. Pretty soon, all of Monstrosity Championship Wrestling will bow down to me. But see, beating them isn't enough. I have other plans. There's this thing called the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Title. That seems to have a very unique effect on all these monsters. So by conquering that, I ultimately conquer all these legions of the undead. And once we do that, we can move on to conquer other promotions like World Wrestling Entertainment. Imagine showing up at Vince McMahon's door with an army of monsters. How can he say no to that? Will we even give him the opportunity to say no? Or would it just be one of those hostile takeovers?
Well, they've had their share of monsters in WWE, but I don't think they're anything like what you're referring to. So it would be interesting to see. Well, you also had your own promotion, or Navy did, I should say, the People's Wrestling League, I believe it was called. Is that still in existence?
Yes, the People's Wrestling League. That was actually headed again by Navy, the Rogue, Navy Blue, and it did well when it first started, but it's another one of his endeavors where he needed me and failed to call upon me to make the right decision. Just another, I guess you could say another thing on his list of failures, another reason why he has succumbed to me. And as you go through your trials and tribulations and you realize there's another way, and that way is just a phone call away and an answer to the name of the Dark Mon, what would you do under same pressures? I believe you, John, and Johnny Danger will also pick up the phone and call me. So I'm here to get the job done. I'm here to do the job no one wants to be known for doing, making the unpopular decisions. I simply just look at how everyone goes through life as the illusion of immorality. We all do the same things. We just wait for the reasons to do them. I don't have that kind of patience.
Well, how would you say you have most benefited Navy so far?
I've given him a legion of fun, exacting revenge upon his enemies without rhyme or reason. Strike first, level the playing field, take charge. All the things he can enjoy now that he wasn't enjoying before. I've given him outlet for his aggression, an aggression that is surmised from his failures to WWE, the PWL, losing the heavyweight championship. I've given him success in, under the role of victories, and I've eliminated the false idols that call themselves heroes and belittled their followers, who I call idolaters. And soon, I'm going to carry him to the very top and beyond of anything he's ever seen or accomplished. He will know no failure as long as he enlists me. Give me the opportunity to rectify these problems my way with violence. Violence begets more violence. Chaos begets sanity. And I will sweep his enemies and make them his friends. And together we all climb to the top. But I have to warn you, if you're not with us, you're against us. You wouldn't want to be against us.
You got that right.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be against either of you, or especially not your combined talents. But how do you explain Navy wrestled in Alabama, I understand, over the weekend, and is going to continue wrestling in Alabama, I believe.
I don't know how that happened.
All right.
Something went wrong somewhere, but we've regained control of the vessel, and he will not emerge again, I assure you that.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Where else will we be seeing Darkmon in the near future?
Oh, Darkmon will also be wrestling and taking over Six Flags Great America. So if you really want to fright this Halloween season, bring your little ones down to Fright Fest, and I'll give them something to scream about.
All right. And do you still wrestle at WWA4?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of Navy's greatest sources of pain, so to make sure he doesn't detach himself from the symbiote and emerge again, I have to exact his revenge, which means I must single-handedly take down the entire WWA4. Spectators, superstars, commentators, all alike. So come down there, witness one of their last shows, and yours.
What do you mean by one of their last shows?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. A couple weeks ago, the WWE4 was going to have their last show as I sealed off the exits and I attempted to burn the place down. But Chris Steele emerged. There's always a hero. I say death to the hero. So once I get rid of Chris Steele at Quinn Ojinaka's pro wrestling bash, there'll be no more heroes. No one in the way stop me from ultimately destroying the WWE4. Their last show will go out with quite a bang. You don't want to miss it.
Do you have a specific date in mind for that, or is that something we're going to find out later?
Ooh. Let's go with September 5th. Why not? The sooner the better. And if another hero emerges, I'll make sure no victory will be had for him or anyone else on that day.
Well, you've had your share of problems with Juggernaut John Malice in MCW as of late. How did that come about, and where do you see that going? It seems like you're kind of at a stalemate with each other at this point.
Wait, what? Define what you mean by problems. Are you implying I don't like John Malice?
I would assume you don't, based on the way you treat each other, but I can't say for sure, because I know, you know, maybe it's all professional. You know, a lot of times fighters can be friends outside of the ring or outside of the cage or whatever format they choose to fight in. So I don't know if you're friends or not.
I have no friends. But I do like John Malice. I need John Malice. We complement each other. But once I can take the little screws off his bolt neck and turn the view of the Juggernaut around, he'll see things my way, as Moose once did. And John Malice and the Darkmon The Soul Lord of Pain and Punishment and the Juggernaut Bitch will run down Monstrosity Championship Wrestling together. All it takes is the right amount of violence to make him reconsider his stand. And I know just how to up the ante.
Yeah, not to stir the pot any, because I wouldn't do that, but is the reason you want him on your side, but could it be that he's been the only one that's been able to stand up to you so far, and you're just not sure if you could beat him?
Well, not to stir the pot with your living remains or anything like that, but no, I'm not afraid of John Malice. I'm not afraid of him beating me. I'm afraid if I don't guide him and save his soul, he's going to end up one of these worship idol false heroes that he doesn't want to be. I'm trying to help John Malice because one day the meek will inherit the earth, but I'm still alive, so that's not going to be anytime soon. But I definitely want John Malice on the winning side in the meantime.
Well, when you put it that way, sir, I see your point.
Of course you do. So when are you going to join my side? Because the consumption is starting soon. I intend to have everyone mute their colors and take a small sample of the symbiote to darken their hearts and consume their souls as we all together run roughshod through the world of professional wrestling and the world in general after that. See, when you see things my way, first we take over Monstrosity and we level the WWE 4. And now with all these muscle-bound monsters, we take over the biggest sports consortium and entertainment in the world. And with all these raging he-men, who's going to stop us from selling our brand of chaos on the market? Because like I said, at the end of the day, everything's for sale. Special things like insurance policies and protection. You want to make sure when the purge happens, you are well protected. The first is the consumption. Then the
Jonathan,
purge.
He's making some good points, man.
I thought he was talking to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to stop me from talking to him.
Oh, okay. Well, this may not be the best way to do that, but Johnny, your on-again, off-again tag team partner, Dragula, had his own problems with Dark Mon just a few weeks ago and may need some dental work after what we saw happen to him. So just curious, where does that leave you, Johnny Danger, in relation to Dark Mon and how you feel about what he's preaching?
You know, I wasn't a big fan of that. Let's be honest. Dragula, he showed me the light in MCW, so to speak, and I haven't seen or heard from him since the match you mentioned. He's not returning my calls, so I don't know. I don't know where it leaves me, Jonathan. I guess we'll have to find out at the next MCW show.
Indeed we will. We've got a caller, and I sort of recognize the number, but I can't quite place it, so we're going to see who this is. Caller, you're on the air with Dark Mon. Who is this?
This is Jeter.
Oh, Jeter.
Yeah.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm feeling well. Very much well. Very much well.
Glad to hear that.
Me too.
Tuning into the show, and I hear all this gaga about taking over the sport of professional wrestling, who's going to stop them, and this, that, and the third. Well, I say it this way, Jonathan. You seem to be good friends with the guys who run MCW. So why don't we do this? Dark Mon versus Jeter, next MCW show. Let's see if he can stand up behind all this tough talk you got going on over here.
What, your name, Jeter?
Jeter.
Jeter, you don't want to be a hero. No hero survived today.
Let's be clear. This is not about being a hero. It's not about saving the people. Because honestly, I could care less about the people. If you know anything about Jeter, Johnny Danger, you know about Jeter. I come looking for a fight. It sounds like to me, you're spilling a lot of fighting words. So get yourself taped up, bring your little sludge hammer, meet me in the middle of the ring. We'll stand toe to toe and we'll
can
fight.
Can I bring my gas can
see
too?
Who's the man. Bring your gas can. Hell, you can bring Satan with you. I don't care. Just show up to fight.
Well, violence begets more violence. I always say that. Jeter, I like your style.
They don't call me wrestling. They don't call me wrestling's deadliest weapon for nothing. So again,
well, they don't call
gas
me the
can.
Most dangerous man in sports entertainment for nothing.
Yeah, see, here's the difference. You're sports entertainment. I'm wrestling.
Here's the difference. Well, sports entertainment is bigger, so I get to hurt more people.
No.
I don't
that
think
just means
anything's
you get to
bigger
be a pretty
than Jeter.
Boy. That means you get to be a pretty boy with your fancy little hammer. Like I said, show up to MCW. Bring your gas can, bring your hammer, show up to fight. When it's all said and done, you will understand. You gentlemen have a good day.
All right, I will talk to Professor Morte and
pretty
see.
Boy. Well, I'm not a pretty boy, but my mom thinks I'm handsome. However, when I carry the sledgehammer, I make sure I'm the best-looking guy in the room. I guess I'll be seeing Jeter in a couple of weeks.
All right, well, if you accept the challenge, I will clear it with Professor Morte, and we'll see what he says, but I'm sure he won't have a problem with that, seeing two monsters go face-to-face and head-to-head.
I think we all want to see that.
Absolutely.
It'd be my honor.
Well, I want to thank Jeter for calling in, and I want to thank Dark Mon. And it's time for us to take a commercial break and then welcome our next guest, which is Dagon Briggs. But Dark Mon, thanks again for calling in, and I guess we will see you at the next MCW show and this weekend at Quinn Ojinaka's Labor Day Pro Wrestling Bash.
Oh, absolutely. Wherever there's violence, you will find Dark.
All right. Well, Johnny, it's time for a commercial break, so we're going to go ahead and do that. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling Television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. My co-host is one half of the PWR Tag Team Champions, Johnny Danger. And I believe we are being joined by our next guest. He is better known for his work in Florida, but he was at Dragon Con Wrestling last year, where he will be once again this year. And his name is, the person that I thought was him has dropped off. So he did message me and say he's having some technical difficulties, so hopefully we'll hear from him in just a moment. In the meantime, I would like to mention that I interviewed Lex Luger, and you can read that at WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. That was actually pretty exciting. I meant to mention that at the top of the show.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He has a new book out, which you can also read about, which is why I interviewed him. And I guess that's all I have to say about that. Just go check it out. Let me know your thoughts. And I'm sure you saw a good bit of Lex Luger growing up, Johnny Danger.
Oh, no doubt. You know, growing up in Atlanta with TBS 605 on the Superstation.
Right. Yeah, he talks a lot about that in his book, actually, because that was obviously a big part of his career, being part of the Four Horsemen and friends with Sting and part of the NWO and all that. But it looks like Jeter is still on hold. I don't know if he wants us to bring him back on, but since we don't have anyone else right now, I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Welcome back, Jeter.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing all right. So, as one of the most decorated wrestlers in all of Georgia right now, what do you have coming up in the next couple weeks?
If I remember correctly, Friday I'll be at Dragon Con. Saturday I'll be at DSCW versus Cyrus Destroyer. Of course, every second and fourth Anarchy, as we move towards second round, first and third, PCW, UIW, I'm their current champion. So I'm keeping busy right now.
Yes, you are. And as you mentioned a moment ago, you'll be at MCW on September 6th. And it looks like it'll be you and Darkmon.
That is correct.
I guess, being Jeter, you have no reason to fear anyone, but there aren't a lot of people that would put out a challenge like that. So what was behind that? Was it just you hearing him tonight on the show, or is there some history there?
To be honest with you, I don't know Dark Man from a can of beans. I've heard of him. I've seen one or two of his matches. He may say the same thing about me. I personally don't know him from a can of beans. I listen to him talk. It's like, okay, well, anybody knows me, I'm always looking for a good fight. Seemed like it'd be a good fight. He's got some size to him. All right. What we going to do, we're going to put that big bull and this big bull in the ring. I let them collide, and we'll see exactly what's going to happen. I mean, I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. As always, I'm going to kick some ass and leave the people satisfied. It's not about being a hero or anything. I'm just looking for a good fight. And so they always say you always walk up to the bully with the biggest mouth. Seems like he has the biggest mouth right now.
Well, he's sort of speaking for two people. I don't know if you heard the whole interview, but there's a strange relationship between Rogue Navy and Darkmon, so not sure how that'll play into things. But he does have a lot to say, and if that's what it takes to get Jeter's attention, I guess he got your attention, didn't he?
Most definitely. Again, I'm just looking for a good fight.
And take it from me, Jeter's attention is not the best thing in the world to have.
I have seen that firsthand, not firsthand like you have, Johnny Danger, but I have observed your dealings with him firsthand. Thankfully,
yeah, I got a bad feeling it's not over with.
Not by a long shot, Jenny. Not by a long shot.
Didn't think so, buddy.
Well, Jeter, tell us about your match this past Saturday with Michael Judas. That's another guy that most people would avoid facing in the ring, but you don't seem to be backing down from him one bit.
Nope, not at all. I mean, as far as Michael Judas goes, we have our issues. I was brought in to do a job. He takes it personally. I probably would too. So he's after me. I'm after him. It's just what happens when you put when you take Superman and Doomsday, you put them in the same ring. It's gonna be a fight. It's gonna be a fight to the death. As far as the match from Saturday, that wasn't even a match. That was pure divinely a fight. We fought before we started in the ring, ended out of the ring. He tried to choke me with a cord. We threw each other into the barricades. They had to clear the locker room to pull us apart, and even that couldn't keep us apart. So as a result of the melee from this past Saturday, at the next Anarchy show, he and I will engage each other again in a lumberjack match. Again, I don't see much of a wrestling match. It's going to be a fight. I'm looking to hurt him. He's looking to hurt me. Period, point blank. Nothing else needs to be said.
All right. And will Jeff G. Bailey be in your corner at Dragon Con this Friday?
As far as I know, no, he will not.
Oh, that's surprising. He was actually inducted into the Dragon Con Wrestling Hall of Fame last year. Is he going to be present at all, or is he not part of the show this year?
I'm not familiar with what Jeff has going on when it comes to Dragon Con.
Okay.
So I don't know anything on that level.
Well, Jeter, real quick, let's talk about something you are familiar with, the tag team season in PCW. You and Brian Blaze are the defending champions, and this season's been kind of crazy. You saw myself and Matt Von Reaper taken out due to various injuries. Guys get to wrestling. They haven't been around as much, but you guys, from what I hear, are still the odds-on favorites to win. How do you see that playing out at Sacred Ground?
Well, the result's going to be the same as last year. It doesn't matter who they put in front of us, who advances, however the cards may fall. When you step in the ring with Brian Blaze and Jeter, when you step in the ring with Big F Deal, we come in, destroy, ravage, put on a good fight, and walk away with a trophy. We're gonna be the back-to-back champions.
You know, I hate to say it, but that wouldn't surprise me at all, big man.
Shouldn't be a surprise. Johnny, you witnessed our devastation firsthand. You and your partner, Matt Sex Sales.
Yeah, and I'll never forget it. You know, you get in the ring with Jeter, not to mention Brian Blaze, and you're never the same again. I'll give you your due, man. But there is one thing we got right now you guys don't, and that's the PWR Tag Team titles.
I will give it to you. You guys were better that night. But the problem is, you guys didn't pin the legal man. That's the problem with that. But I will give you, you guys came with all you could that night. You guys were the better men in that fight.
I'm not going to argue with that. Crazy things go down sometimes. You guys may have got the short end of the stick, but we'll give you a rematch anytime.
That's good to hear. It's good to hear. Lace your boots up, Johnny. Wrap your mouthpiece, because I'm coming for war.
I got to buy a mouthpiece.
You may want to buy a helmet.
Buy a gun.
Jeter, who will you be facing at Dragon Con? Do you know yet?
Honestly, I don't even know. As most of the times, I find out once I'm in the venue, I'll find out. And honestly, I don't even care. Dragon Con, quite possibly the biggest crowd I will ever perform in front of. And I know they're coming for a good fight. I'm coming for a good fight. So I'm just there to have fun.
Well, are you familiar with Dagon Briggs, the guy that we were planning on having on tonight, who still may call?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. Well, he's an interesting character, to say the least. He's a zombie, but not like an undead version. He just wears crazy makeup, I guess. But I saw him there last year, and I know he does a lot in Florida, as I mentioned earlier. So I certainly wouldn't mind seeing the two of you in the ring together. Well, you seem to be all over the place these days, as we've heard a lot from you lately on the show. Is there anywhere, any promotion in Georgia or beyond Georgia that you're looking to get your foot in the door with?
I'm open to anyone that's willing to have me and my talents in their arena. As far as places that I would like to possibly go, just off the top of my head, if anybody, quite possibly NWA Atlanta, of course you've got DSCW Big Wood, and I'll be hitting there next weekend, so NWA Atlanta, off the top of my head right now, and APW Royston, Jeremy Vane, APW Royston, I would like to go up there.
All right. Well, who are you? You said you're facing Cyrus the Destroyer on Saturday, right, at DSCW?
Yes. Yes.
Is this going to be your first time encounter? Because you're two of the biggest guys I've seen in the Georgia scene.
Oh, yeah. It'll be our first time encountering each other in the ring. We've met outside the ring. And instantly when we saw each other, it was like, okay, yeah, that's the match I want. So it'll be our first time seeing each other. I've seen him work. So it'll be very interesting when you get two guys our size that can move.
Yeah, I would. If I wasn't at Dragon Con all weekend, I would definitely make the drive up there for that.
Jeter, I got to ask, can you possibly shed some light on what was going through Marco Polo's mind? Why did he steal the U.S. title from Kevin Blue at PWR this past weekend?
Well, the question I have for you, Johnny, how can you steal something that belongs to you? He didn't steal the title. He went back and took possession of what was his. You know, that title was stolen from him at the last PWR show at Heatwave. He wins the title from Brian Blaze, and he's instantly put into a match with no preparation against four other individuals. So he just simply went out there, gained possession of his title back, and if Kevin Blue wants it, he knows how to get it. Marco's not a hard man to find.
Okay, I don't like the answer, but Kevin Blue, there you go. I hope you're listening, man.
All right. Well, what else you got for us, Jeter?
Again, I'm just going to continue on my path of destruction. The war that I'm bringing onto the Georgia indie scene. Again, they call me Jeter. I am wrestling's deadliest weapon. I'm just here to have fun and hurt people.
tell us a little bit about what you have going on at UIW. I believe you've got another match against Bull Buchanan coming up, right? Is that also this Saturday?
No, that's September 7th.
Okay.
September 7th, I'll be making my first title defense against the former champion, Bull Buchanan. I beat him a week ago, street fight rules. Broke a bat in half, put a hurting on Bull. And every time we get into vicinity of each other, it's always a fight. So I'm expecting a big fight atmosphere, a big fight from Bull. But again, the results are always going to be the same. Jeter on top, title raised above his head, looking for his next challenger.
What has it been like for you, getting in the ring with a guy like Bull Buchanan, who, of course, was one time in WWE, and Michael Judas had a brief stint in TNA. Of course, you're out to defeat them and hurt them, but as far as the experience that they have in the ring and everything, obviously that's far beyond the experience that you have. Have you learned anything? Or what? I'm sure you've learned plenty, but what would you say you've learned from working with guys like that and some of the other people that you've been in the ring with more recently?
As far as working guys that are close to my size, it reinforced a lot of the things that I learned when I first started about being a big man worker, if you will. If I had to break it down individually, from Bull, it's more. I've learned the time that needs to be taken. You know, you watch a lot of guys. I put it this way: you watch a lot of wrestling nowadays. Everything moves so quickly. Everything moves so quickly. And then the time that it takes to really put things together, and get things over is almost fleeting, if you will. And once you get into a ring with guys like Bull Buchanan, Michael Judas, guys like Jeremy Vane, Iceberg, guys like that, you know what it means. You really learn what it means to slow it down and really take the time to tell the story and not just be in there going through the motions, hit this move, hit that move, hurt this man. You really learn that. That's what you really learn, how to tell that story and slow it down and get over what you need to get over.
Okay.
Peter, I mentioned earlier, they've announced that you and Blaze are going to take on God's Gift to Wrestling September 22nd for PWR. What do you have in store for Adams and Huckabee?
Adams, Huckabee. Again, we're coming to maim, hurt, destroy, do what we do best, beat somebody's ass, go home with a win. That's what we have in store for them. An ass kicking of a lifetime and a win.
That's what I call an answer.
Well, Jeter, I appreciate you filling in, as you've done many times in the past few weeks when scheduled guests aren't able to call in. And I want to congratulate you on all your recent successes. I think I've mentioned it when you haven't been on the show, but now that you're here, congratulations on the Anarchy title, the UIW title. Good luck in all the tag team title things you're pursuing.
Except the PWR tag team title.
Well,
which was stolen, by the way.
I will respectfully disagree, sir, but yes, congratulations all the same. Very impressive as always.
Thank you, gentlemen. You gentlemen have a good evening. And we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Thanks again.
You know, he just sounds big. It's not right.
He does. Yeah, I remember the first time I heard him actually speak. He made several appearances at the early PCW shows at Academy Theater, and then it wasn't until it was announced that there would be a crowning of a PCW champion that he said something for the first time. And it was, I mean, you know, like you said, he sounds big, but it just made him that much more intimidating. He's direct. He's to the point. He says exactly what he's thinking. He doesn't have a lot of, you know, he doesn't dress it up in any way. He just says what he has to say. And as I'm sure you can attest, Johnny Danger, that is a very intimidating man.
Oh, no doubt. When you're Jeter, you don't need flash. You don't need a catchphrase. He brings the flash in the ring. There's nothing else like him that I've been in the ring with. And, you know, I said we'd give him a rematch for the tag titles. I meant it, but I'm not looking forward to being in the ring with him again.
Well, unfortunately for you, you will be probably on numerous occasions. And I just want to wish you luck as well in those encounters.
Yeah, you might need another co-host. But thanks.
Well, I guess Dagon was unable to get away from his technical difficulties, but I would like to point out that MCW ring announcer El Fantasmus, he has a website called Needless Things, and he did an interview with Dagon, which he posted just a few days ago. So you can go there and read that and get an idea. There's a picture, there's some video, I guess, from last year's Dragon Con. So for those who are not familiar with him, that's a great place to get a little bit of info. And hopefully he will get everything will be okay on his end. He'll be able to make it there this Friday. But I guess we'll go ahead and wrap things up. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say, I believe the website is needlessthingssite.com, where you can find that.
Right, yes. That's the one thing I failed to mention in all that. Thank you for that.
The most important part. Yes, sir.
So next week, we will be talking to the number one contender to Phantom's MCW Championship. His name is Trevor Aeon. I believe he's a trainee of Micah Taylor, and he wrestles in Alabama mostly. And I've seen him here and there at some of Rocky King's shows and things like that. But he made his presence known pretty quickly in his MCW debut, or that may not have been his debut, but a couple months ago at MCW. He won the Battle Royal.
Yeah, he threw my ass over the top rope in the Great American Monster Mash.
That's right. So he earned, by winning that, earned a shot at the title, which he will get on September 6th. And I'm not certain who our other guest will be, but it is very likely to be Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Who will be at Peach State Wrestling Alliance on September 7th. And if we can't get him, Ring of Honor is going to be in Tennessee and Alabama that same weekend, so I might try to get someone from Ring of Honor. But that's all the time we have for this week, so thanks for listening, and we'll be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast. Production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.